No, yep, there it is. Evil white people. Finally, you see a white person, and surprise, they're evil. This is what a 40-year-old millennial, as I've said, thinks that a 20-year-old is into. What's going on, boys? We are living in the woke apocalypse now. This is the darkest timeline. Some people sent me this game and told me that they wanted to see my reaction to it, so that's what I'm doing. I'm also going to cover some funny memes from the Discord, from the Andy Pants Discord channel. But I want to talk about this game, Dustborn, first. People are calling this DEI the game, woke the game. You've got all of the token fucking minorities here. And really, this game looks like a 40-year-old millennial's fever dream. Like, this is what a 40-year-old millennial today thinks is cool. They don't realize that they're like 20 years out of date. They think, oh yeah, let's have a cool black lesbian chick with a baseball bat and headphones and a toboggan and a little like face on her baseball bat. Like, this is cool. This is what the kids think is cool. But it's like, dude, you're 45. Go to the nursing home, go to sleep, go take your pills. Nobody thinks this shit is cool anymore. Nobody wants to play this. Do you know how I know that? Let's just read the comments because these comments are hilarious. First one says, "Final boss is a white man with a whip." If you asked AI to make a game based on Twitter, Tumblr, and DeviantArt, this would be it. Somebody said, "I play games to get away from these weirdos." But guys, first let's go to the official website for Dustborn for this really cool game that we want to play. Oh, there it is, evil white man. Evil white man. Every single this is how you know you've got a woke game. Every character in the game is non-white except for the villain. Gotta have an evil white villain. That's always. And the sad racist, like, don't you love how it's quote unquote inclusive? These people make such inclusive games, but they never include like white people or normal people or straight people or people who have values and morality. Look at that. I just happened upon this one sentence, but this is not a one-woman job. The fanatical Puritans are on your ass. The authoritarian justice is in your way. You know, I find it funny when progressive homo leftists talk about us being Puritans, when who could be more puritanical than the LGBTQ mafia? Like, you have to use my pronouns. You're causing a hate crime because you didn't use my pronouns. Dustborn is a single-player, story-driven action adventure game about hope, love, friendship, robots, and the power of words. This is the quirky. And look, y'all, I'm 40. I'm a millennial, but I can also zoom out and see my generation a little bit better than most. When Gen Z makes fun of us now, like, it's totally justified, to be honest. And I say that as a millennial. Like, if you want to see millennial humor par excellence, go see Deadpool. Deadpool perfectly encapsulates millennial humor. But guys, look at the diversity checkboxes that are getting ticked by this game. You've got, of course, edgy black lesbian chick with a guitar. You've got a he, she, it that's fat, that's like not sure what they are. Like, oh, yeah, they have Native American braids, but they're fat, but it's probably a dude. You have Latino looking guy that's like the millennial definition of what they thought was cool like 20 years ago, but they're painfully out of date. You've got, and I found out from watching the trailer that this is actually supposed to be a chick here in the background. And then you've got like the quirky robot. This sentence here pretty much sums up shitty millennial humor. Hope, love, friendship, robots. Ooh, so quirky. What a quirky game, throwing robots into a video game. Ooh, look at these fucking characters. Like, I don't want to exist in a world. I don't want to exist in a world where I have to interact with these creatures. Like, of course, you have gay guy, lesbian chick, he, she, it, ugly person that nobody on earth, male or female, would want to have sex with, and then a robot. Like, these people are depraved, broken individuals. Oh, yeah. This is totally like,
in a world.
This is totally like a reference to Trump here. Like, oh, evil Trump gonna build the wall. Even though, guys, last I checked, what are the border policies of Switzerland? what are the border policies of Austria and England and Japan? Last I checked, every country on earth doesn't just let you come in and set up shop. There's border policies. But it's, for some reason, it's hateful and it's bigoted when America does it. It's like leftists are just retarded. I'm sorry, they're fucking retarded.
World divided by disinformation.
Listen to that.
In a world divided by disinformation.
Divided by disinformation. Ooh, Trump triggers me. Ooh. When Trump gets on and says true things, I get so triggered by the truth. Ooh.
Danger lurks around every turn.
Robots, so quirky. Quirky robots.
A motley crew of misfits.
This is every turn. If you remember, Rock Band came out in like 2008. And me being a millennial, it was one of my first tech jobs that I had in 2008. They instantly dated themselves with this game. Because as I'll show you in a minute, millennials are literally this meme. Whoever made this game is this meme right here. And this game is their attempt to say, how do you do, my fellow kids? What's up, teens?
Embark like, on feet.
Millennials think, the 40-year-old millennial who made this game, they think this is what 20-year-olds are into, and they're not. Because I actually talk to 20-year-olds, and they hate this shit.
Full road trip to discover their true.
A road trip, woo!
Please tell me you're done.
Oh, we're just getting started, dude.
This is very cringe. Just listen to this. Listen to this, like, piss poor attempt at humor right here.
They're true.
Please tell me you're done.
Oh, we're just getting started.
So there's like this epic swelling buildup, and then it's like, record scratch.
Cover. They're true.
Please tell me you're done.
Please tell me you're done.
Oh, we're just getting started, dude.
Oh, we're just getting started, dude. Like, it's so cringe. It's so unbelievably cringe. 10 people are going to buy this game. And whoever made this shit, like, they're all going to lose their jobs. They're all going out of business because nobody wants to play this woke, homo, communist 2024 game. It's a combination of Tumblr and Twitter and every woke homo imaginable. Like, what is she? She's not attractive. And of course, like, I just see like diversity checkboxes popping up on my screen. It's like, ooh, women, lesbian, oh, check, black, check, Native American, check. Here's the downfall of these millennial homo game devs is they didn't focus on making it a good game. They thought it's this pick me attitude of like, oh, if I just check a bunch of diversity boxes, then I'll be a good boy. Then people will like me. It's so desperately begging on their knees for attention and acclaim by checking diversity checkboxes. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but look, this is the staff photo of BioWare from the 90s. Notice it's all dudes. Like, what, this was like one chick in here? It's all dudes, guys. When you get a bunch of dudes together and there's no women involved, a good video game gets made. I'm sorry. Id, they made Doom. It's a bunch of dudes. Do you think these guys in the 90s making video games cared about a diversity checkbox? No, they were just trying to make a good game. But when you have art school dropouts who want to make games that their friends will applaud them for by checking diversity tick boxes, then you have a disaster of a video game.
What is this music?
I believe the kids call it K-pop music.
Just K-pop.
Turn it down.
Leave my music alone. Shut the hell.
It's just more like quirky conversation. Ooh, quirky millennial humor. Woo. Up. It's funny to watch like homo 40-year-old millennials, like they've lost the culture war. Like all of the young guys, all of like the 20-year-old guys are voting conservative these days because everyone is sick of this shit. Nobody likes these people.
Words have power.
The people represented in this game, nobody likes them.
They can give you strength.
Ready for this?
Stand still.
Words can bring people together.
Just like the most bland. Oh, of course. And yeah, she's a lesbian. That's her lesbian girlfriend. Of course, it is the most bland ass combat you've ever seen. Of course, it's, oh, Trump is evil. America is evil. Borders are evil. Even though every country on earth has borders, it's only evil when America does it.
Stand still.
Just like delusional, woke, useless homo leftists.
Words can bring people together and tear them apart.
Words can bring people together and tear them apart.
But if words hold so much power,
he has no respect.
No, yep, there it is. Evil white people. Finally, you see a white person, and surprise, they're evil.
For you.
She's right.
The question is...
On the back, you have white man evil, white man bad man, evil Trump. And then you have, ooh, this quirky bus that we're all on. And then, of course, you have the millennial character stand-in, the how do you do, my fellow kids, of the black lesbian, because this is what a 40-year-old millennial, as I've said, thinks that a 20-year-old is into. They're not. You should actually learn what 20-year-olds are into, but they're not into this shit. And it's like, oh, black lesbian chick with a bat with a face on it, and another white chick, and another like very, very unattractive chick that kind of looks like a dude and kind of looks like a man. And then you have just like another gay guy sitting on an amp that's knitting. Like, it's just woke. Like, it's almost like we woke up and realized that everybody who's making video games now went to art school and is churning out these shit games, and like they somehow got a job at a video game company, and nobody likes any of this stuff. But guys, the great thing is small developers are ruling the world right now. Games like Ready or Not, games like Helldivers, games that actually give us what we want are ruling right now. Like, it could be, I know the team that did Helldivers is pretty small, and small teams, small good teams are going to crush these huge teams full of woke homos that are making these games. But guys, yeah, so I'm glad whoever sent me Dustborn, this is incredible, because this is the most woke garbage game that I have ever possibly seen in my life. Ooh, I kind of hate how much this looks like State of Decay, because I love State of Decay too. All right, so let's look at some memes before we get out of here. So you guys should definitely join the Andy Pants Gaming Discord. We have about 3,000 members. People pretty much can say whatever they want, except for like slurs, and you can't be racist and post slurs. But you can be pretty edgy and talk about any topic you want. And on our meme channel on Discord, a bunch of people posted some memes, and I want to talk about these memes because they're awesome. So this one says, game developers, then I coded Roller Coaster Tycoon entirely in assembly so it can run on most machines. We made a shooter game that only takes up 97,000 bytes of space. Try out our new game. First few levels are free shareware, minimum requirements, so long as your computer can turn on. Dude, and this was developers in the 90s and the 2000s. And the funny thing was, like, you look back at, like, I remember back in the day we had serial mouses that you had to plug in. I even remember like pre-USB mouses, and technology was so hard to get to work in the 90s and the 2000s. And yet these giga chads still got stuff to work. Now we move forward to today, to 2024. Technology has never been easier. It's never been easier to learn how to code. It's never been easier to make stuff. And yet we have bloated, garbage, trash games. Explain that to me. Like, look, it comes down to passion. And in the 90s and the 2000s, these were the dudes making games. It was just a bunch of dudes who were edgy and had time on their hands, and they made stuff awesome, and they made stuff work. And I don't need to show you the staff photo of Halo Infinite, but it's all women, it's all lesbians, it's all LGBTQ people, and that's why games are bad now. AAA game developers now, sorry, we can't work on fixing the game. One of our employees keeps stealing breast milk from the female employees. Our game is 500 gigabytes. You know they're talking about Call of Duty here, because I'm pretty positive Call of Duty is 500 gigabytes. You don't need to play any other games, right? Also, there's a 50 gigabyte update patch. Optimization. Just get a better PC, bro. You need at least next gen to play without our game crashing. Our single player game is always online because F you, that's why. I saw an article that said in Europe, they might create a law that requires companies to have a single player version of all games, which I think, yes, definitely should be a law. Like, just take any multiplayer game and make it single player with bots. If the game ever goes down or goes offline, like StarCraft, I bought in 1996 on PC, and you can still play StarCraft to this day. It's not easy. It's not hard to require companies to keep one or two servers online for people who want to play the game forever. This is another incredible meme from the Andy Pants Discord. And guys, like, you wonder why there's like a crisis of masculinity and a crisis of just men's depression. And it's because of shit like this. Like, men, we used to have heroes. We used to have characters to look up to. And look, everything here on the bottom row, these are superhero movies we're talking about. Like, superhero movies are watched. Dude, this is like a whole other tangent I want to talk about, but it's kind of like Phil Spencer with Xbox. Instead of catering to his base, which is what he should have been fucking doing the whole time, he keeps thinking that he can spread Xbox thin and go after gay gamers and women gamers and diverse gamers and trans gamers. It's like, no, dude, Marvel tried. It failed. Here's what Marvel did. Instead of appealing to their base, you know, people who go to see superhero movies, they threw in woke, homo, leftist activists to make their movies. And that is why they're spiraling. That is why they're in an absolutely downward spiral. And these companies are going out of business now, and people are losing their jobs, and billions of dollars have been lost because they got the girl bosses on the bottom left to be in their movies instead of having masculine men like on the top right. Like, look, women, there are some movies that women go to see. Women are into Hallmark movies. They're into Lifetime movies. They're into romantic comedies. I don't care about messing with those movies. I don't want to put men in those movies. So why do y'all want to put chicks in our movies? Like, no man wants it. Like, when this chick in The Force Awakens was in that movie, like, we tolerated it in 2015. Like, we'll tolerate it a couple times, but we're just done with it, dude. Like, look at all these giga chads along the top. Dude, 80s and 90s music movies, like 100 years from now, 80s and 90s movies, I think, will be regarded as like some of the finest movies that were ever made. And people are going to look back at the 2020s and just be like, what is this dog shit? What are these dog shit movies down here? But let me look at a couple other memes before we get out of here. So I know I hate on anime sometimes because I just think anime is kind of gay. That's my general feeling about anime, but I'm not really into anime, so I can't super comment on it. But I thought this was an interesting reaction here. So somebody said, the real anime tourists are the Nazis, lolicons, LGBT phobes. Oh my gosh. Anytime somebody says LGBT phobe, who will never see anime as nothing more than a toy, something to play with while they have fun with it and only know the popular stuff, lollibait. I don't even know what this person is saying. They have a mental disease. Like, right wingers are the only real anime fans because 99% of anime is a celebration of beauty, strength, family, and or heroism, all things miserable, self-victimizing leftists like you despise, cope and seethe. Damn. I kind of think she's right. So I have not watched a ton of anime. And who am I joking? I said she, you know, it's like a dude with a girl anime pick here. So I haven't watched a ton of anime, but I think she's right from my general sense of anime. Like, it's always, every anime is about like family, friendship, your devotions to your friends, and like heterosexual love. I know there's gay anime out there, but for the most part, this is most anime is just these classical traditional themes. Like, people joked about Japan being morally depraved for the longest time, but guys, the West has become the worst. It's because we let homos take over the arts. Like, we only have ourselves to blame. We've seen it coming and we allowed them to take over the arts. And guys, this is the last meme we're going to look at here, but this is what is going on in culture right now. So 1995, Love is Love. We just won acceptance. 2005. Oh, and by the way, this was another meme from the Andy Pants Gaming Channel. Love is Love. We just won acceptance. 2005. We just won equality. 2012. Bake the cake or go to court. 2015. Say my pronouns or lose your job. 2024. The kids will watch drag shows. I was just talking with a buddy about this, and of course the guy has a cross around his neck because he's a Christian. I was just talking about how this soft pussy evangelicalism that we're seeing today has got to go, dude. Like, it's time to burn this stuff down. It's time to strike back. Not violently, of course, but we're burning this stuff down. We're burning all of this homo garbage down by not buying it, by not engaging with it, and by raising up good role models and good values and sanity. Like, all we're asking for is a return to sanity, and we're going to keep making fun of stuff like this. But all right, guys, I'm getting out of here. Bye.